The following audio is from the Grove Church. To find out more about our church or to check out previous messages, go to our website at grove.church.
Well, good morning, everybody. And some of you are shocked by my beautiful legs. I understand that because today is Hawaiian Sunday. Mahalo, everyone. No, not really. It's Baptism Sunday, obviously. And so we are baptizing. But let me just say this. Today is very much about celebration. Because what we do is we walk through you being able to hear and honestly be inspired by stories of life change. Let me rewind just for a few moments here and remind us of this journey that Jesus instituted or commissioned to the church. First of all, 2 weeks back, we celebrated Easter Sunday, the death, burial, but then resurrection of our Lord. And as he, after being resurrected, appeared to the disciples multiple different times, at one point he specifically said, "Go into the world and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." And by the way, he said, "I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." And so this is what Jesus said to the disciples. And then as you open the book of Acts in the Bible in chapter 1, Jesus reminds them once again, but he says this, "Stay here and pray in Jerusalem, and you will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Jesus then ascends to heaven, and at some point we're all going, he's coming back, which is what we believe out of Scripture. At the same time, after he ascends, the Holy Spirit is poured out. It's during what's called in the Old Testament a Feast of Pentecost, the gathering of first fruits, a celebration of God's faithfulness. And during that time, there's Jews from all over that speak different languages, and they're going, "What is happening here?" And Peter, at that point, stands up, and in the first message in the New Testament church that we today are now a part of, Peter stands up and says, "This is what Joel in the Old Testament was talking about. This is what David prophesied about as far as his lineage and there being a new king or a future king. This is a reminder that in God's love for all of mankind, Jesus went to the cross." So when we talk about the issue of you and I, which is all of us missing the mark because of sin, missing the mark because of our own hearts and our own rebellion, we don't make up for that by doing right things. We don't make up for that by creating a list of good things we've done that outweighs or outmeasures the bad things. What we do is we find that in God's love, Jesus surrendered. So Peter stands up and says all of this, and what happens is the crowd hears it, and it says they were cut to the heart or they were convicted and said, "What are we supposed to do?" And Peter's response in that moment is, "Repent," and anybody know the next phrase? "Repent and be baptized." And so I want to talk for a moment about the power of baptism, because baptism is a moment where we, first of all, celebrate. It's meant to be the celebration of a transformed life. So as we've got a bunch of people lined up here, and we're going to celebrate transformation and hear stories, what we want is as they come out of the water, I want to encourage you to cheer. I want to encourage you to be part of this together, because this isn't just a show to watch. It's something that we're welcoming people into Jesus' family, celebrating through water baptism. The second thing, real quick, is this. Baptism is symbolic. Romans 6 in verses 3 and 4 talks about it's laying down our old lives in the watery grave of baptism and symbolically coming up new in Christ. We're buried, Paul says, in the waters of baptism with Christ and resurrected in new life in Christ. So baptism is also symbolic. Baptism also is a declaration. It's every one of these individuals over here saying, "You know what? I believe in what God has done for me in Christ." It's a declaration that I have chosen to surrender my life. And again, back to that's why we celebrate, because you're hearing the stories of transformation and celebrating the declaration they're making. And then finally, and just so you know, along the wall as you're listening, up against the wall, I shouldn't probably say it that way, but really, baptism is also accountability. Baptism is you declaring you want to serve Jesus, but it's also being accountable together to the body of Christ that we want to walk out the way Jesus challenges us to live. And so baptism is celebration. Baptism is symbolic. Baptism
is you dedicating your life, but baptism is also accountability. And in a moment, I'm going to pray, and we're going to have individuals already lined up here make their way this way, and we're going to baptize. But like I said, this is a celebration. I encourage you to do that. If you're here and you're celebrating with family and you want to take pictures, you're welcome to get out from wherever you might be. If you're in the balcony or in the main floor, and just work your way kind of this direction, you can take some pictures if you want to. We do that as well, and we'll send some pictures out to the family. Anyway, logistically, that's kind of how it's going to go. But let's pray together, and then we're going to celebrate some baptisms. God, thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you for so many. And even today, individuals from 8, 9, 10 years old, all the way up to individuals in their 70s, say saying yes to taking the next step. So we thank you, God, for your faithfulness. Thank you, God, for the stories of transformation. Thank you for your work, God, that is moving in the hearts of people. What we want together, and it's really always about this for all of us, what we want is to take steps. And we believe for many, this is the next step. If we've put our faith in Christ, the very next step is taking and being baptized. Thank you for that. Bless these moments. I pray your Spirit would work not only in those being baptized, but in all of us as we celebrate with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, we're just going to hit it off right here to start. Weston, you're number one for this one, which is pretty exciting. Now, some of you might think he's like 16 years old because he's almost as tall as me. Weston, how old are you?
Eight.
He's 8 years old. And I have had the pleasure to know Weston since he was in the preschool class here at the Grove. I was running the preschool class when he was just a little guy. And then he's now been up in elementary with me. And it's been so exciting to see God use Weston. And he is faithful every week up at church. And he loves earning those Yeti bucks. And he loves worship. And it's been fun to see God use him. And Dad gets to be in the tank with us as well. And so we're just excited to baptize Weston today. Weston, can you tell everybody, have you asked Jesus into your heart?
Yes.
And you want to follow him the rest of your life?
Yes.
I love it. Even at age 8, you can make that decision to follow Jesus. God loves children, doesn't he? Yeah. If you guys can stretch your hands out towards Weston, we're going to pray over him. God, thank you for Weston. Thank you at the age of 8, God, that he already knows he wants to follow you. He wants to make this step, Lord, that he loves you with his whole heart and his whole life. And it shows, God. And I thank you that as he is taking the step that you work inside of his life to be a mighty man of God, that he won't forget this decision he has made today, that you use him with his friends, with his family, God, that he is a light that shines you wherever he goes. We thank you for him. In Jesus' name, amen. Right here I have Miss Casey and her lovely mom, Katie. And Casey made her mom a deal that she would let her be in the tank as long as she didn't cry. So, Casey, do you think your mom's going to make it? Yeah? All right. Now, Casey doesn't really want to share too much, so I'm going to share for her. Casey is the sweetest girl. She loves Jesus. She's quiet, but once you get inside of her, she has this fun energy that only those close to her get to see. And it has been a joy to get to know her. And she has decided to be baptized. And her mom was texting me over and over saying, Casey decided you wanted to get baptized because you love Jesus.
Yes.
And you've asked him into your heart.
Yes.
And you want to follow him the rest of your life. All right, Casey, I am so excited that we get to baptize you today. If you can raise your hand out towards Casey, we're going to pray over her. God, thank you for Casey and her love for you, Lord, that she loves you with every part of herself. And God, you're going to use her spunkiness, her feistiness, Lord, for you, that you are going to use her mightily. And we thank you for her friendship she has, Lord, that she creates, that she loves her friends dearly, and she is just such a kind, sweet girl. We thank you for your work that you're doing inside of her, that she is a light to her family, to her friends, God. And we pray today is a miracle in her life that she remembers the rest of her life, God, that you took her out of the grave, God, that you brought her up out of the water and you changed her so that she can follow you and live for you the rest of her life. In Jesus' name, amen. Said, Mom, that song, I need to get baptized. And so they so graciously were able to play it for her today. So it's special for her. So in case you were wondering, all right, come on in, Roman. This right here is my friend Roman. All right. He is also another one where you might think he's 16 because he's almost as tall as me. Roman, how old are you?
Nine.
He is 9 years old. Come up here nice in front so they can see him. Roman is just the sweetest boy. He's in Mr. Derek's small group for Connect, and so I'm going to let Mr. Derek talk a little bit about him.
Yes, like Adrian said here, he's one of the youngest boys in my group, but he is just amazing. He is so mature, so well-behaved, so thoughtful, and he is a shining example to all the other boys in my group. And, you know, I don't have a son of my own, but if I did, I would want him to be like Roman. That's how good of a kid he is. And Roman, it's just a blessing. It's an honor to be with you today.
Roman, you are a natural leader, and we've seen that in you. And don't let that ever change, okay? I love seeing you change. And if you were at the kids' play, you might have heard some Christmas music. You couldn't really see him because he was behind. But Roman loves to use his gifts that God had given him to worship God and to celebrate God. And so he uses his gift of playing the piano to worship God, don't you? And Roman, you love Jesus?
Yes.
And you want to follow him the rest of your life?
Yes.
All right. If you can stretch your hand out towards Roman. God, we thank you for Roman, this young boy that already loves you so much, who's showing these leadership skills, God, that he is guiding others around him in his peer group. We pray that you use him as he grows and matures, Lord, to lead those around him. God, that he is a leader, that you instill power inside of him because people naturally want to follow him. We thank you for his gifts that you've given him, his love for the piano and for music. God, that you use those mightily to further your kingdom. We thank you for Roman, God, and we thank you for the step he's taken to be baptized and to follow you. In Jesus' name. Met him, he said, what can I do to serve? I want to volunteer. I want to serve. And so I had him running some of the Yeti store and helping us out, but he really loves to serve. And you're in fifth grade, correct? You're also in Mr. Derek's small group. And so I think it's really awesome that these kids have had these times with their small group leaders to really like find these connections. So I'm going to have Mr. Derek talk a little bit about Jared.
Yeah, so Jared here, he's been in our group for a couple months now, and what I love about Jared is just how quickly he just jumped into our group and started making friends, you know? Him, Elijah Banks, Cole Laffer, maybe you've heard of those guys before, but yeah, they're the three amigos now. And you know what? I love Jared's boldness. You know, he just jumps right in, and we need more bold leaders. And I think he's going to be a bold leader for Christ. And I can't wait to see kind of how he grows in his faith.
Jared, can you tell everybody why you decided to get baptized today?
Because I want to go to heaven.
You want to go to heaven because you love Jesus.
Yeah.
And you want to follow him the rest of your life.
Yeah.
All right. If you can stretch your hands out, we're going to pray for Jared. God, thank you for Jared, who loves to serve, who's so willing to do whatever is needed of him, God, that you're going to use him as he's gearing up to enter into youth group, God, that you're going to use him mightily. Give him good friends, Lord. Help him be a light to those around him. We thank you for this leadership gifting that you have given him, that even at such a young age in fifth grade, God, that he's going to change the world because of you inside of him. Thank you for Jared. God, we pray right now that this moment of being baptized, God, is a memory that he remembers, God, of you changing his life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Love these kids just as much as I do. And we've started small groups in our discipleship class where we have really been able to connect on a deeper level, where these kids have learned to love Jesus and they've seen this change and they've requested all these leaders to be in the tank with them. I just think that is so amazing that you can see that these leaders love these kids so much. And so we have the honor of not only baptizing Scarlett, but we're also gonna have Scarlett help us baptize Mom. And so these are my favorite moments when a family can get baptized together. It's just so amazing. And Scarlett, you are just the sweetest. She came to the lock-in that we had last week and she said, "This is the first time I've spent the night away from home like this." And she did phenomenal. And you had fun, didn't you? And you love Jesus so much.
Yes.
And can you tell everybody why you wanted to get baptized today?
Because I want to put my whole life and my body towards God and Jesus.
Scarlett, you are amazing. And Miss T and I just love having you around. You're just a joy.
Yes, Miss Scarlett was very, very eager from when she first started coming to the Grove. She said, "When are the baptisms? Show me the baptisms. I'm ready to go." And I'm just so in awe of this leader. You know, she's pint-sized, but she is mighty with the Lord. And I see it. I see it from her head to her toes, and she's going to do great things in the world. And I'm honored to baptize you today.
If you can, we're going to ask you one question. I forgot. You love Jesus.
Yes.
You're going to follow him the rest of your life.
Yes.
And you've asked him into your heart.
Yes.
All right. We're going to pray for you, Scarlett, and then I'm going to have Mom help me as we baptize you as well. If you can stretch your hand out towards Scarlett. God, we thank you for Scarlett as she is making this decision because she wants to serve you with everything she is, with her whole body, her whole heart, her whole mind. God, thank you for her tenacity to just say, "I want to get baptized. I want to get baptized," that she didn't let it go, God, because she knows that this is her next step to follow you. We thank you for what you're doing in her small life, God, that you are making changes and that you're creating a strong, powerful woman of God inside of her. We thank you for who you are, Jesus, and that she remembers this moment where she has decided to follow you with everything she is. In Jesus' name, amen.
I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. I have decided.
honor of baptizing Mom Brittany. Brittany, can you tell everybody what led you to this place today?
My faith has just really grown a lot in the last 5 years, and I was dedicated, but once she was so bold, like, I have to be bold too and do it with you.
I love that. And you love Jesus?
Absolutely.
And you want to serve him the rest of your life to the best of your ability?
Yes.
Well, it is our pleasure to baptize you. If you can stretch your hand out towards Brittany. God, we thank you for Brittany. As a mom to Scarlett, Lord, that she's saying, I also want to make this step with my daughter. I also want to follow you. I also want to serve you, God. We thank you for your power and your might in this family, that today is a big step in the direction of this powerful change inside their life, where they just exhibit your love to everyone they meet. God, we thank you for the family that they are, God, that you are making this moment between them as daughter and mother, God, but also that in Brittany's life, she has chosen to follow you, and as Scarlett, she's chosen to follow you. We thank you for who you are. Use Brittany mightily as a mom to serve you and to love you. In Jesus' name, amen. So bear with us for just a moment as we get them in. Now, they all have different leaders that have impacted their life, so we're going to do quick switches and swaps in between, but switches. I don't know. Swaps. All right. Well, we're going to start with the youngest one in here, Miss Beverly. And now Miss Beverly's a little bit nervous, so I told her I would do all the talking for her, okay? But Beverly is just the sweetest girl, and you're only what, 8 years old?
Eight,
and you love Jesus.
Yes.
And you've been excited to get baptized now for a little while.
Yeah.
Because you want to follow him the rest of your life.
Yes.
Beverly loves Jesus. She also was my fair buddy. She also loves chickens just as much as I do. So we've bonded on some of our farm animal love. And she teaches me things that I don't know yet. So I love having her as my little guidance with our farm love, huh? We love chickens. We love ducks. We love them all. And you work hard, don't you, with your animals? Yeah, God's using that work habit that you have, and I love it. You're such a faithful helper up to us. You're always helping move chairs and cleaning and doing whatever is asked of you, and we love that. So, Miss T?
The Dunlaps are really, really cool. If you don't know, they are my favorite farmers. They've taught me about alpacas. They've got a bunch of cats. I don't know if it's a problem, but... Miss Beverly is so, so sweet, and I love each and every one of these kids, all for different reasons. And I was just talking to Beverly and asking her, you know, how she's feeling about today. She's excited, she's nervous, and she said she doesn't want to talk, so I won't make her do that.
We're going to go ahead and pray for you, Beverly, because you love Jesus so much. I am just so excited that we get to baptize you. If you can stretch your hands out towards Beverly. God, thank you for Beverly, at even at a young age, God, that she wants to serve you and follow you, and she has been adamant that she wanted to get baptized. And I love that, Lord, that you are changing the lives of the children of this church. We praise you for who you are and what you're going to use Beverly in her family, in her life, with her friends, God, that you are going to do mighty, mighty things with this young woman of you. We thank you for today and this awesome step she is taking to love you and to serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. Beverly. I'm so excited. Sometimes we do things that are scary, right? But it's okay because Jesus loves you so much. Are you excited? Now we get to baptize who? Your big brother. So I'm going to have you step back here. It's okay.
This is too high.
We'll get you out of the water. So David has specifically requested Miss Renee to help baptize him. And David is just, he is the leader of these, but he's a quiet leader. You won't really know. He's not super boisterous, but he's the one behind the scenes helping me. He's also up wanting to lead worship all the time. He's not afraid of what others will say of him. He's just going to do it. He's a hard worker. And I love that about you, David. And Miss Renee said she can't talk because she's going to sob. So she told me that she loves you so much and she is so proud of you that you're making this step to follow Jesus. And can you tell everybody why you decided to get baptized today?
Jesus deserves it. He gave his life for us.
And you love him?
Yes.
And you've asked him into your heart?
Yes.
And you want to serve him the rest of your life?
Yes.
All right. It is my pleasure to baptize you, David. If you can stretch your hand out towards him. God, thank you for David, Lord, and this servant heart he has already and this leadership he has inside of him, God. We thank you for these strong men that you are creating to love and serve you, Lord. We thank you for what you're going to do in his life, Lord, as he's going to lead others. He's going to lead those around him, and he's going to help lead his family, Lord. We thank you for who he is and what you're doing in him. And it is my pleasure to baptize him here today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We have Catherine. How you feeling, Catherine? You're good? Awesome. And this is an exciting one because I remember, man, it was what, about a month or two ago at youth, and there was a night we had a conversation, and I know Michelle was able to pray with you, and you invited Jesus into your heart that night. It's pretty exciting stuff. I think Miss Michelle's in here as well, just down the aisle, here to support you and pray for you. And so, Catherine, is there anything you want to say just about what God's doing in your life today, or... No, that's okay. I can do the talking. I don't mind. But Catherine, a couple things I would just encourage you with. One, following Jesus is the best decision you can ever make. And two, all these people in this room, they're here to support you, to cheer you on, to champion you. And we're just believing God to do incredible things in your life. Okay? So Catherine, do you love Jesus? Yes. And are you going to do your best to serve him, even though it's not always going to be perfect? All right, on. Well, church, would you extend a hand towards Catherine this morning? Jesus, I thank you that you are a good God who loves us, God who saves us, who redeems us. And God, I thank you that you have bought Catherine at a price. God, I thank you for the moment, God, where she chose, man, I'm going to follow Jesus. And God, I pray that from this point forward, God, that you would help her to follow you to the best of her abilities. God, that she would always know, God, that you love her. God, that she can come to you. God, that you want a relationship with her. God, that she matters and belongs in your family. So God, I thank you for Catherine, for what you're doing in her life and all that you will continue to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm not afraid to die.
next into the tank this morning, we've got Cooper Olson. He's like, I don't need no one to hold my hand coming down this ladder. What's up, fella? How you feeling? Yeah, you ready? Well, it's exciting today because two things that are really awesome is one, anytime you get to have a youth leader in the tank with a student from their group, and two, anytime you get to have a parent baptize their child. And so this is a pretty cool thing, and I'm just going to say a couple things and then get out of the way. But Cooper, excited for you, man. And why don't you go ahead and just tell us a little bit about, yeah, what God has done that has led you up to this point.
He's just always been there when I needed him. And I've decided to give my life to him.
That's awesome. Dude, best decision you could ever make. Would you give it up for Cooper today? If you don't know this, Cooper's part of a group of seventh grade boys at the church. We call them the Fuse. It's short for the Nephews. And I don't fully remember how that started. But dude, you've got an incredible community is why I shared that. Both leaders, your family, and your friends who all love Jesus and are here to champion and support you. Okay? And so I'm going to go ahead and hand the mic to your dad real quick. Ryan, you got anything you want to say?
Yeah, I'm so honored to be your dad. And I'm so proud of you. You're a leader, you're an encourager. You're strong with a gentle, caring spirit. And I love you.
Awesome. Well, Evan, I'm gonna have you come around to this side. Well, you can go the front way, that's fine. Cooper, today I got a couple questions for you, man. Do you love Jesus? And you're going to do your very best as you continue to grow into the man that he's created you to be to follow him. Right on. Okay, well, I'm going to have your dad pray for you, and then we're going to baptize you.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Cooper. Thank you for his strength of character, his leadership, his gentle spirit, Lord. I pray that you walk with him always from here out, and that he never strays far from you, Lord. I know your hand is on him, and we thank you for your love and for your hand on his life. Amen.
How's it going, man? Good? All right, man. Right on. So, Brayden, I'm excited for you today, making this decision to go public with your faith in Jesus. And like everyone, I think, would say in this room, you've got a story and you've got something that God's been doing in your life. And I would love just to hear a little bit about what has led you up to this moment. You're in swim trunks, you're in a t-shirt and a tank of water getting baptized. And so what's up with that today?
God's always been there for me, like ever since I was born. I feel like I just had that special connection with him. But yeah, I just want to give my life to him for the rest of my life and take his path.
Awesome. Come on, man. That's awesome. And so you'd say you've given your life to Jesus. Right on. You love him. And you're going to do your best to serve him to the best of your abilities. Right on. Well, dude, we're excited for you. I'd love to pray for you and for this moment in your life and your faith. Church, would you extend a hand towards Brayden today? God, I thank you so much for Brayden. God, I thank you that just as he said, Lord, that he feels like he has this special connection to you. God, I thank you for that relationship that you're doing. God, I thank you for his decision to give his life to you, Jesus. And God, I pray that from this point forward, God, as he makes this choice to follow you, God, that you would just give him, God, just a sense of strength and courage, God, not only to follow you, but also to shine your light boldly to his friends and to his family. God, I thank you in advance for the plans that you have for his life. God, plans to use him, God, in powerful ways. God, I pray that he would never forget, Lord, how much you love him. God, the price that you have paid for him. And God, how that simple thing changes the path of his life. So God, I thank you for Braden and all that you're doing in his life. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We had the whole family up here. I feel like I'm part of it now. That was great. That was awesome. Well, hey, today this is Michael and Mylena getting baptized. Give it up for Michael and Mylena coming into the tank. Right on. Okay, well, who wants to go first? You don't want to like rock, paper, scissors for it? Nothing like that? No, okay. All right. Well, Michael, honored to be a part of your baptism today. And so why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about what's brought you to the tank?
Well, honestly, for a long time, I wasn't very strong in my faith until God blessed me with my wife. She gave me the greatest gift of having faith, and what better way to thank God than to be baptized and follow his path?
Okay, so she's been a good, strong encouragement to you and bolstered your faith in Christ. That's awesome, man. So you've given your life to Jesus, and you're going to do your best, even though it's not always going to be completely right 100% of the time, to follow him, to serve him. Okay. Right on. Well, we're going to go ahead and pray for you. Church, would you extend a hand towards Michael today? Father, I thank you for Michael. God, I thank you, God, as he shared today of his story of coming to you. And God, I thank you for the strengthening of his faith that has happened. And God, I pray, Lord, that from this point forward, God, that as he has shared his story, God, as he's taking this moment to decide publicly he's going to follow you, God, that you would continue to strengthen his faith. God, that he would realize that throughout his life, it's not his own power, it's not his own works, but God is your grace and your love that gives him the strength to follow you, Jesus. So God, I thank you for him. I thank you for what you're doing and all that you will do. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Baptize your wife. As much as she's been an influence for you, you're taking steps now to, in partnership, lead together. And so I thought it'd be a significant way to start this journey together. Mylena, I would love for you to take a moment and just give us a little bit of insight on why you're getting baptized.
I am getting baptized because I've been wanting to do this for a really long time, and I kept using excuses why not to do it. So I'm tired of those excuses, and I'm ready to love and serve Jesus.
Come on. We've heard it a lot today, but there's a lot of mini sermons in the tank today, and that in and of itself will preach. So you love Jesus?
I do.
You believe he died for you and for me?
I do.
And you want to serve him every step of the way from this moment forward?
Yes.
Well, it's a great joy that me and your husband get to baptize you today. Let's pray for Mylena today. Lord, we thank you for the decision to be made. Lord, no more excuses. I'm not looking back. I'm looking forward. God, what you have in store for Mylena, God, I thank you for the work and the path that you're leading them. God, I thank you for both of them, God, getting in the tank today, saying, God, we're making this decision together as husband and wife. I pray your blessing over them. But God, I do pray that this would be a new season, a new chapter. God, that this would not just be a significant moment, but God, a catalytic moment for them as they lead forward and move forward. I pray you would use them for your glory. I thank you for the call. I thank you for the provision and the purpose you've given them today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Miss Sophia. Now, she wasn't on the schedule originally, but she came today saying, I got to get baptized. And so, Sophia, last week you were in elementary and Mr. Derek talked about being baptized and showed his baptism video, didn't he? And that just kind of stirred something inside of you. And you said, I need to do this. And I love it. You were not taking no for an answer. She's like, no, I am getting baptized today. So we are so excited to baptize you. I've known you since you were in the preschool class. And now how old are you?
9.
9 years old. You're growing up to be such a beautiful young girl that loves Jesus, and you are spunky and fun, and you just have energy, and you make us laugh, and I love that about you.
Yes, Sophia, it's been a little bit since she's came back to church, and we've missed her light, and not only does she have great, great hair, she's got a great love for the Lord, and I just know he's going to do amazing things in your life, and I'm so excited to see, you know, the anxieties be wiped clean, and everything that, you know, you have doubts, just lay it on the Lord, and he'll take care of you, and I'm so excited for your journey.
Sophia, you love Jesus.
Yes.
And you want to follow him the rest of your life?
Yes.
All right. If you could stretch your hands out towards Sophia, we're going to pray for her. God, thank you for Sophia, for her passion to be baptized today, where she basically said, I'm doing it. I want to be baptized. This is my next step. I love Jesus, and I'm getting in the tank. And I love that, God. I love that you've already burned this passion inside of her, Lord, that she just wants to follow you with everything she is. We thank you for her, and I pray that you just use her mightily with this passion she has for you, that everyone around her would know you, because she just shows you so confidently. We thank you for who she is, and we pray for her today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Listening to the Grove Church Message Podcast. To keep up to date with us, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, or check us out at our website, grove.church.